Welcome back. So did you think about what your fast would be like to get at the process of decluttering your soul? I think that's just an excellent way to think about some of those things. I really enjoyed talking about Dana Kay White's decluttering concept, that your house is a container, and I get that my soul is a container. And I need to pay attention to what I allow in and what I allow out. Today we're going to talk about what I believe is primarily a spiritual form of clutter, and that is worldview clutter. And a lot of times people will allow to have worldview clutter in their life and they don't even know that it's there, but it clutters their spirit away from growing with the Lord. First of all, let's talk about 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 and 5. For though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. I see that as spiritual decluttering, that every thought, that the thinking in our brain glorifies God, and that every thought is obedient to Jesus Christ. So, let's talk about some of the decluttering that is needed, looking at the clutter that's out there. So, in 2nd Thessalonians 2 verse 4, he will oppose and exalt himself over everything that is called God and is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. So, I quote that passage. That's a passage about what's happening in the end times, where there is this not including God's spirit and trying to get God out of the public life, out of the soul, out of the human consciousness. And I believe it's delusional. God created us, male and female. God created to be part of our lives. But the fall of humanity puts us by nature wanting to exclude him. And you see that today everywhere. And being one who went into whole philosophy, the study of philosophy, I've seen how humans have tried to do this, trying to get God out of thinking. Here is an example where the clutter of the spirit is running rampant in many of the academic circles, and I'll give you some examples of that. So here's one. Modernist philosophy basically says this: you are not a special creation. You are a lucky product of evolution. And in modernist philosophy, it's science, not God, who has saved us. And what modernist philosophy says, science has saved us from the biblical narrative of our origins. Instead of seeing in Genesis 1:27, God created man in his own image, in the image of God, he created him, male and female, he created them. So the first spiritual clutter that's so common is the philosophy that says God's not included. Now, you know, as someone who loves philosophy, I can talk about how Immanuel Kant basically separated things that can be known spiritually from things that can be known with science. And there's a lot of explanations on what happened there. But it's clutter. It's a form of spiritual clutter to basically say, you know, talk about science, talk about everything, but don't talk about God's role in the process. Now, it's interesting, built on this modernist thinking, the postmodernist did not critique modernism to say, you know, hey, you missed it, modernism. And modernism basically is the 1900s philosopher thinkers. So the postmodern is people after that. They did not critique modernism and say, oh, you missed it, you missed God. No, in fact, they kept the premise there is no God and God cannot be part of anything. And they started to talk about everything is a materialism of sort, and it's an illusion of sort. Postmodernism says you are whatever you construct yourself to be. Gender, sexual preference, for instance, have been influenced by the religious narratives. That influence has been shown to be false, of course, by modernism. A God opinion should not be factored in the discussion of, for instance, gender or sexual preference. You know, it's really interesting how in Romans chapter 1, verse 27, we read, because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. So here is an example of how the postmodern thinking starts cluttering human brains, and they don't even see what is self-evident any longer. And instead, they construct whatever they want their reality to be, apart from inviting God and how He set things up to be the critical factor of what is a living soul. How does that living soul, body and spirit, relate to Him, relate to others, relate to the world? How does that relate to ourselves? And then pretty soon it becomes, no, you are just a video game that you create. You are just a narrative you create. And that clutter comes into the spirit, and many people go down trails that bring them the illusion of what they want, because essentially that's what postmodern does. Create, you construct, and you become the God of your own reality. Here's another very important thing we see in worldview declutter. You are basically good, and sin has been constructed, notice that postmodern thinking, by religious narratives. Sin or sinful practice is not relative. If what you do does not hurt anyone, why all the fuss? If something is legal, it's okay. Evil things in the world are not explained by sin. They are explained more by the nurture argument. And we hear the critique from Scripture in 1 John 1, verse 8, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Here's a narrative, a worldview narrative, that basically says there was no fall. And there are things that hurt us. And we hear a lot of narratives that are hurting us right now. But it's not because of sin. It's because of factors in creation, factors in society, factors, and there's no talk about the narrative that there's a brokenness on why it's that way. They just say they find something to blame, and then that's what's wrong. You know, what's wrong is the polluting of the planet. What's wrong are the rich. What's wrong is a certain race. What's wrong is a certain color of skin or not color of skin. You know, there's all of these things, instead of the elephant in the room, that humans have fallen into sin and we need the grace of God. We have a class called Critical Grace Theory that I invite you to take, where we talk about these worldviews in depth from the perspective of God's grace. Here's another clutter at the, I believe, the spiritual level. The world is now ordered by science, and we believe in science. The new religion is social sciences. At least that's what the academia is talking about. The new pastors are trained therapists and counselors. The Bible does not have much to say about living well or the soul. God is not honored or worshiped. God's will for you or humanity is not relevant. And then we read from Ephesians 5, let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of such things God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. I believe that modernism and postmodernism created the social sciences in many people and the public spirit's life at a level that now is permeating all of society. And now I am one who likes the study of something. I like the analysis, the focus groups. I like the many of the things that I've read about in social sciences. Dr. Fettes and I did a sociology class, and I mean, what was frustrating about that is how much of that class was, we can study, but God cannot be factored in here. But what I did like about it is, you know, it's just studying human societies and all of that stuff, and I'm very welcoming, opening to that. But all of that study should be with the eyes of Scripture, to see how are we created. We talk around here recently that we're interested in ministry sciences, that we love to study. We love to study studies. We love what happens at universities many times, where sincere people are trying to, you know, use the scientific method for more insights. But clearly, all of that is through the discernment of Scripture. So ministry sciences are not opposed to God's revelation of Himself in creation and what can be learned by the laws of creation. But ministry, that is the Word of God, that is love your neighbor, that is God has raised up ministers and leaders who are sensitive to the Word, sensitive and discerning of the Holy Spirit's role in their lives, in God's presence in this world, you know, that is ministry sciences. That we're studying how to be more effective in sharing the gospel. Social sciences try to order their entire world around science as defined by the modernists and postmodernists that shut God out. So it's, you know, social, that's human relationships and human society and all of that, sciences. Now, it's interesting, just recently Facebook has changed their name to Meta. So in the letter of the change to Meta, Zuckerberg, the leader of Facebook, now Meta, talks about social technology. So now technology begins to order our lives around a new meta, changing reality, whereby we can come to a meta workplace or have meta marriages. You know, they don't talk too much about that yet, but that's where it's going to go. It's how to order our lives. But that's clutter. In many ways, it takes away from our very creation and our being. Many clutter their minds right now through, you know, find some utopia, like a Marxist utopia. Here we read, you know, this concept is, you know, get a perspective that speaks to your snap observations. Get a slogan to make a better world. And again, I invite you to check out critical race theory class at CLI that deals with a lot of these, that utopia thinking. And we read in Acts 17, verse 21, all the Athenians and foreigners who live there spend their day doing nothing but talking about and listening to the latest ideas. That's another form of clutter. You know, I actually believe that that right now there is such a polarizing, if you watch different news channels, for instance, if you watch Fox and CNN and MSN, this is in the United States, by the way, so we have these news channels, and what I've seen is people watch these news channels at peril of their own soul clutter. So like they're more talking about, you know, how the Democrat or Republican worldview agenda is playing itself out. Now, and I believe that all in you and I have opinions about how we want to see our country developing. And I think that's great. But here's our danger, is that we're lost in the clutter of some of our political opinions and forget how to stay in the ministry sciences, how to stay in the mission. You know, if we spend all our time planting a house church rather than watching a news channel, in the end, more souls would be affected, because, you know, we are called to vote, and I totally advocate that, but let's not become decluttered as we process life in the short days that God has given us on this earth. But these are, I believe, spiritual clutterings that come into our life if we're not careful. And, you know, I also find that these are such philosophic things that have been spoken before. So we're talking about whether it's in the Bible or whether it's modernist or postmodern philosophy or some of the theories that are being proposed today. You know, so much of this, you know, there's the saying in the Bible, nothing new under the sun, we hear in Ecclesiastes. And if you listen to music and songs, I mean, there's a lot of popular songs that are very decluttering. Very cluttering to you. I said declutter and then cluttering to you, where they actually are selling worldviews. Here's an example of one that, you know, I find very interesting, and that is from Bohemian Rhapsody from Queen. Nothing Really Matters to Me is really a restatement of the Stoic philosophers, the Epicureans. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 32, if I fought wild beasts in Ephesus for merely human reasons, what have I gained? If the dead are not raised, let us eat, drink, for tomorrow we die. Nothing makes sense, let us eat and drink. Well, that is a philosophy that's out there today as well. And ultimately, it's clutter of the spirit. And many people have cluttered their life with, there is no God. And you know what? If Jesus did not raise from the dead, the Apostle Paul says, if there is no hope, well, of course, you're just going to live for today and live for whatever your body can enjoy. So what do we believe? Well, Christians believe that Jesus is Savior and Lord, and that is the core of our spiritual thinking that keeps us decluttered. Colossians 1 verse 16, for by him all things were created, things in heaven and earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. In Colossians 2 verse 19, in having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. So, for us, the core of decluttering our spirit is getting our heart and mind to receive the salvation and to bow in our thinking to the Lordship of Jesus Christ in every area of our thinking. This will help our soul. So we're interested in many classes like the critical grace theory class, because it helps us not get caught up in one of the winds of teaching and doctrine that pull us away from our relationship with God, that we invite God into all of our thinking in life. You know, recently I've been really working on ministry sciences, which I mentioned that term. What I love about that is I want all of my thinking and the ministry at Christian Leaders Institute to reflect the Lordship of Jesus Christ, in all of our study to reflect the Lordship of Jesus Christ, so that we might reach more people in mission everywhere. So I have a couple questions to end this presentation today. And that is, does this story include any piece of Christian world and life view? So discerning the worldviews that allow, that you allow into your soul. So does this story or any piece of a Christian worldview, did this story include any piece of a Christian worldview or life? Does this media feed my soul or deplete my soul? Two questions. Now, what I mean by story here is as we process what we want in our soul and life, does the story, does the media, does this ultimately bless you or not bless you? So here's my activity for you, is do some house soul cleaning about what media or what stories you read, what books you read. Are they ultimately cluttering your spirit, or are they ultimately energizing you to be close to the Lord? In some ways, part of decluttering is to deal with that worldview, spiritual thinking, how you think. You know, classes. I recommend taking the philosophy class, the Christian philosophy class, both the introduction and the Christian philosophy class. Yeah, they can be difficult. We, for a mini class, we have essential philosophy. Those are all things that feed the soul to see how is Jesus Christ the Lord of all of my thoughts. So that's my challenge, is look at what you are thinking about. Get your thinker to actually welcome thoughts that enthrone Jesus Christ as Lord of all. This is a powerful decluttering and care of the soul technique practice that our thinking invites God into our science, our study. Our thinking rejects things that just exclude God. So as we care for our soul, we ultimately care for what our spirit thinks and what we welcome in and what we allow into that container. So that's your challenge, is to, you know, ask yourself, what am I reading? What am I studying? Is what I'm studying or reading ultimately advancing the role of Jesus Christ in my life, or is it taking the role of Jesus Christ away? May God bless you as you continue the care and the decluttering of your soul.